damn it! This is Rabbi Saul Solomon with a rabbinical reflection for the week of February 20th, 2011. Happy Washington's birthday, everybody! No, wait. Happy Lincoln's birthday, everybody! No, wait. Make that Happy President's Day! Who the hell knows what day it is? Back in olden times, George Washington's birthday was celebrated on February 22nd, because it was, wait for it, George Washington's birthday. What could be simpler? Venerate this important statesman on the actual day of his birth. But everybody knows the best holidays fall on a Monday. If you keep Washington's birthday on the 22nd, there's only a 1 in 7 chance of scoring a 3-day weekend. Politicians fixed this problem by moving the holiday 1 week earlier. Leave it to the federal government to ensure that Washington's birthday never actually falls on Washington's birthday. These are the people we pay to fix our sewers. Anyway, let's not forget about Lincoln's birthday, February 12th. God forbid we should have 2 national holidays so that working people get 2 days off in the middle of godforsaken February. No. Even though Lincoln's birthday was never officially schlunked into Washington's, most people assume President's Day covers both these guys. But who's to say it doesn't cover more? Some of the founders of President's Day intended it to honor the office of the presidency rather than any particular leader. But does that mean when we celebrate President's Day, we're glorifying Warren G. Harding, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush? I'd sooner celebrate Bernie Madoff's birthday. Why couldn't we leave things the way they were? Celebrate a holiday on the holiday. I feel bad for Lincoln. I really do. He's like the Goyisha kid whose birthday falls on Christmas Eve. So all his relatives bring him one present instead of 2. But it's a slightly nicer, more expensive gift because it covers both occasions. They think this is fairness. When the kid grows up, he should tell the relatives, you know, years from now, when you're lying in a nursing home, I would have come to visit 2 times a year. But instead, I'll come once, but I'll stay 10 minutes longer. Cheap bastards. Speaking of Goyim, you notice they don't touch Christmas. The other holidays, they move around like backgammon chips, but Christmas, no. Or New Year's Day, but that one at least has a built-in safety. Nevertheless, I'm sure there's a schmuck politician out there who's thinking, January 1st would be so much more convenient on December 28th. Only thing stopping the madness is the calendar. Christmas, on the other hand, why not move it? Who knows when Jesus was actually born, if Jesus was actually born. So, keep New Year's Day and move Christmas to July. This way, the Goyim can put up their decorations without freezing their balls off. We get a nice federal holiday between Memorial and Labor Day. And Jews wouldn't have to keep explaining to our children why Christmas and Hanukkah have nothing in common. Well, except the fat guy who comes into people's houses for a nosh while they're asleep. One is Santa Claus, the other is crazy Uncle Mort who needs a restraining order. As for President's Day, well, if we set aside one holiday for every president who wasn't a disaster, you'd need 6 days. So lumping all the leaders into President's Day does have its logic. In fact, why not add Statesman Day? That way, you could honor all these noble speakers, Martin Luther King, Madeleine Albright, Mr. Rogers, without going through the controversies of, oh, this one's an adulterer, that one's too liberal, this one wears lame sweaters. And how about a holiday dedicated to the guy who put all the holidays on Mondays? For the sake of 3-day weekends and 6-day Fridays, the guy who disregarded birthdays, anniversaries, bombings, assassinations, all in the name of commerce, convenience, and white sales. We should find out who this guy is and celebrate his birthday whenever. This has been a rabbinical reflection by Rabbi Sol Solomon, Temple Sons of Bitches, in Great Neck, New York.